Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Healing Hearts. This is Pastor Isaac Tapper coming to you from the New Covenant Church of God at 10428 Astoria Boulevard in East Elmhurst, Queens, New York. Thank you for joining us today. The Bible said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." There's so much uncertainty in the world today. Many people are very doubtful about their futures, about their families, their education, their jobs, their retirement, and even their funeral arrangements. Today's world is arrayed with insecurity and doubt. The events of 9/11 shattered our sense of well-being and safety. It's changed us as individuals and as a nation. We work, we shop, we travel, and even play with a heightened sense of anxiety about us. But the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 4, we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. And how is that inward man renewed? The Bible tells us further in 2 Corinthians, your focus cannot be on the things which are seen, but on the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are brief and short-lived, but the things which are not seen are eternal. So as children of God, many things may be uncertain in our lives and in our world, but you can never be uncertain about your salvation. Every believer must be assured that he or she is saved. Paul and Silas were thrown into prison for preaching the very gospel that you are reading and hearing today. The Bible tells us at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Acts 16:26 tells us, suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open and everyone's chains were loose. And the keeper of the prison woke up, and when he saw the doors open, he was supposing that the prisoners had fled, and he drew his sword out and was about to kill himself. But Paul called out to him, "Do yourself no harm, for we are all here." Then the Bible said he called for light and ran in and fell down trembling before Paul and Silas. And when he fell down before them, he had one major amazing question that he asked them. "Sirs," he said, "what must I do to be saved?" And that's the burning question that's on a lot of hearts today throughout this anxiety-filled world. What must I do to be saved? Acts 16:31 tells us that Paul answered the question, and he said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved." The simple answer that Paul gave this Philippian jailer was to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. This was a perfect opportunity for Paul to tell the jailer anything he wanted to. He could have told him, "You have to travel to Jerusalem and visit the temple and pray on the steps of the temple and you'll be saved." Or he could have told him to go and wash in the Jordan River 7 times and you will be saved. Or he could have told him to bring all the silver and the gold out of his house and give it to Paul and give it to Silas. And in turn, they would give him some sort of a cloth or piece of their clothes in order to be saved. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying here. I'm trying to help the people of God understand the answer to the question, what must I do to be saved? Paul could have demanded anything of this man, and the man probably would have done it. Right then and there, Paul gave him the simple and clear and complete truth that would set him free. He told him to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. The simple answer to salvation is to believe and be saved. They either told him the plain and simple truth or they lied to him. And we know that the Apostle Paul did not lie to this man. There can be no in-betweens. They gave him a clear and simple answer. There is no mistaking what they meant, because the jailer trusted Christ just as they told him